FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A special investigating unit says it's finalising evidence on its corruption probe into the Road Accident Fund. The unit told Parliament that it's found that the extension of the RAF corporate panel of attorneys was irregular and that a payment of over 140 million rand was made without the board's approval. It was also discovered that an executive being paid monies by attorneys might have been using two identity numbers. Here's the SIU's Leonard Legeto speaking in Parliament yesterday.
The SIU conducted financial analysis, including bank statement of the attorney appointed in the RAF corporate panel of attorney, and the preliminary findings suggest that some of the RAF executives were possibly paid monies by the attorney appointed in the RAF corporate panel of attorney.
Legeto says they are also looking into allegations of the irregular employment of executives who are working with RAF CEO Collins Letswala.
There is an executive who is alleged to have absconded while facing 12 counts of serious financial misconduct at the City of Johannesburg municipality. And there's also further allegation against executive and managers who were previously working with the RAF CEO and that their employment at the RAF did not follow the due employment process.
And KZN Agriculture MEC Thembeka Gamahlopha Mthethwa is calling on the youth and women to play a more active role in the value chain. She's urged them to take advantage of opportunities offered by the department for hands-on experience in livestock production, crop farming and agribusiness management. The MEC says these initiatives are especially aimed at helping unemployed graduates with skills to improve their job prospects. She was speaking at the closing of the G20 Agriculture Working Group in Durban yesterday.
It's for this reason of making agriculture cool and fashionable that we have several agricultural high schools and two agricultural colleges that continue to keep the wheel rolling and ensuring that our most beloved agriculture sector is in safe hands.
And in the US, the FBI has arrested a Milwaukee judge who's accused of helping a man in her court evade immigration authorities. The US Justice Department has charged Hannah Dugan with concealing an individual to prevent his discovery and arrest and obstructing a proceeding. The judge says she will defend herself vigorously and looks forward to being exonerated. Sky's David Blevins says the administration and judiciary have clashed previously over the president's crackdown on immigration.
There is a very public feud happening between the Trump administration and the judges over his policy on deportations. But this arrest of a judge escalates that to a whole new level.
Your top story this hour, the SIU says it's finalising evidence on its corruption probe into the Road Accident Fund. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.